Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. You know, I don't suppose there's ever going to be a time when Jesus is not under attack. I know that there have been efforts throughout the years to deny the deity of Jesus, and some men will say, yeah, Jesus existed, but He was nothing more than a man, and you may get a knock at your door one of these days, and maybe some Jehovah's Witnesses will come by. And certainly we appreciate the fact that they're sincere in what they believe. They're just wrong because, among other things, they deny the deity of Jesus. In fact, one of the core doctrines of the Watchtower Society is that Jesus was not divine. And there have been a number of modernists and people who've joined right along with them in saying that Jesus is not God. But I want you to notice that it's not just the fact that Jesus is denied in His deity. Some people actually deny that He was even a person at all. John writes about those in 1 John 1, beginning in verse 1, when he talks about and is proving the earthly existence of Jesus, when he says, you know, we've touched Him, we've handled Him, we've heard Him with our own ears, and he makes those empirical claims and then talks about the Word of Life, again, which we've handled and which we've seen and which we have heard with our own ears. And then finally, at the end of 1 John, makes that same statement again, that Jesus is the true God and eternal life, chapter 5, verse 20. Then you get to 2 John and maybe even references in 3 John to the truth, but you find that it's always been the case that people have tried to do something to despite Jesus, even to the point some of just denying that Jesus was even on the earth. But don't you find it that in our word for today, Jesus, that is a word used over some 600 times in the New Testament to speak of this man? So I want you to consider with me today the word Jesus. Again, used, I think, 612 times in the New Testament. And the word Jesus simply means Savior. It's the word that means salvation. Some of you I know are excellent students of the Bible, and you know that the word Jesus in the New Testament is the equivalent of the word Yeshua in the Hebrew language, which is a word that literally means the Lord is salvation. I want you to consider this. In Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, if there was ever a question as to what the word Jesus means, listen to the inspired commentary on that word. In Matthew 1:21, Matthew writes by inspiration and says, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." Notice that the name of Jesus means salvation. It's a reference to His work, what He would do in bringing redemption to mankind. Now, let me tell you what this means. It means that there is power in a name. I know that there's an effort by some to say there is no power in a name. You couldn't get power in a name if there ever was power. You can, because the name of Jesus means His power to salvation. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, Paul writes and says, or Luke writes rather and says, "Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved." Notice how the inspired writer Luke says that there's something to the name. And notice, the name stands for the person. Jesus Christ. Jesus. What does Jesus mean? It means salvation. Now listen, I know that people again say there's nothing in a name. It doesn't really matter what His name is. It does matter. If I were to take out my checkbook and write a check to you and fill out everything except the last part where I'm supposed to sign, and instead of signing David B. Smith, I put Bozo the Clown, the bank's not going to cash that check because the right name is not on the check. There's something to a name. And when it comes to salvation, we would never underestimate, we would never devalue, we would never somehow make fun of or push to the side the fact that the name of our Savior is Jesus. Jesus. It means salvation. So the next time you're reading the book of Matthew, and His name would be called Jesus because He's going to bring salvation, realize that the name is connected to what He's ultimately done for us. Without His name, without who He is, without His person, there's no salvation for mankind. Who is your Savior? Jesus. Now let me ask you, is He the Lord of your life? Because unless you can call Jesus Lord, there's no salvation. Submit to Him today. Obey the gospel, hear, believe, repent, confess, be baptized, so that when people ask you who your God is, you can say Jesus. And they say by that, well, what do you mean by Jesus? I mean salvation. That's what the word Jesus means. Jesus. Men can try to deny Him, but over 612 times in the Bible, He's there. Salvation. That's what His word, that's what His name means. That's been our word for today. I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word.